Okay.
We were speaking about the issue of Ad Parsa and Siman Tzadik Beis. So I wanted to refer you to the Mishnah Berurah here. This Mishnah Berurah, we already read. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Beis. Mishnah Berurah has a comment which we didn't speak about. He brings a machlokes when we speak about this first level. There are three levels. The first level is Yachol Ahamid Atzma Shia Parsa. He can hold out for more than 72 minutes. Second level, he can't. And the third level is Bal Tashaksu Daraisa. So at the first level, the Mishnah Berurah says here in Sivkot and Beis, the Sivatani Beis, Yeshom the Dafka Ligdolin. Abulitanim in the Yemen, it's Rachlaksa of this Balel. Because the Mishnah Berurah followed the Pesach of the Mechaber, who said that if a person is at the first level, it can be Mamin Atzma, Shia Parsa, so the Chatzilah should not daven until he uses the facility. But B'diabed, he's Yotze. But now the question is, what is that referring to? So Mishnah Berurah says, he quotes, Yesh Omin Dafka L'Gdolim, Nor Min Avram, Chayodim, saying that it only works for Gdolim. However, the Ktanim, B'diabed, ain't Shach Lassa, this Balo. So there's a chiller between Gdolim and Ktanim, and then he quotes an opinion that says Yesh Cholkim. So basically, the Mishnah Berurah, here in the Bi'a Halacha, on this issue, he brings Deo Sakan and Deo Sakan. So we don't have the ability to be machuya. That's a divya masel. It's our chalatzo of the spala. Brings different positions in other direction.
Sorry, where is it?
The bir halacha divya masel. It's our chalatzo of the spala. You see, in tzadik base. He writes over there. Ayin mishne brul in iktanim da yeshom im kama bu amagel avram b'chayonim sobrim shein tzor chalatzo the spala b'diavet. That the end, you don't have to go back. Yeshom Basra, well, the Rabba claimed you have to go back, and Mishnah Berurah says he can't be Machriya on this issue. So basically, he remains B'tzarachim. I saw in the Sefer, there's a very beautiful Sefer called Isha Yisrael. This red Sefer.
Sir, which one, if we made a chiluk, which one would be more chomer, the Gdolim Ktanim?
Clearly Gdolim.
It would be more chomer that if you're.
Because it's more, as we mentioned in the last two or three days, the issue of b'chol krova yishen kotsho is certainly more of a problem for Dolan than it is for Tani.
So meaning that if you're at stage three for sure you have to stop. If you're at stage one, there are those say that is for Dolan that it's more homework to not even start at stage one.
So I saw in the Sefer Isha Yisrael, this is an absolutely gorgeous Sefer. The best Sefer on Hilchos Tefillin that exists, written by Rabbi Rabbi Shaya Kloifer, that's all, from South Africa. So it's a collection on, you probably have seen it, I imagine. It's an excellent, excellent Sefer. So he quotes on this halacha, a comment of Rabbi Yashiv, that's all. Since the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix, he doesn't know how to be machuya, Rabbi Yashiv suggested the achzor, the ispala, the teras, the double. So what you should do is you should daven a tefillas nedava. Now, since basically you don't know whether you're mechuyah to daven again or not, of course the problem is that Shabbos and Yom Tov there is no tefillas nedava. The tefillas nedava concept is only during the week, has no application to Shabbos and Yom Tov. But there are those who claim that today that we don't have kavana in general. We don't even have kavana for the first bracha and shvatesa that it's ma'akev. We're supposed to have kavana for, and in general, whatever. The halacha tells us to daven again. So the second time we'll also daven without kavana. So probably it's better not to daven to ask the daven of Yad Yisdaiti. I'm just referring to the fact that the Ramah here in Sif Aleph of Tzadik Beis, the Ramah on if commenting on this mechaber, he says v'chol anitzrach anikav of osa filu b'divrei Torah kolzman shegufo meshukos ben anikav. He calls him lagos mamonios. You're not allowed to be involved in the study of Torah as long as gufo. Mishukats min hadikavim. We're talking about where a person, as I said, is not able to be mamin himself at parsa. So, I just commenting on the on this lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Actually, if you take a look over here. The Mishnah Berurah says kolshkein kriya shema ushar brachos. With this halacha that there's an iser of Talmud Torah and kriya shema ushar brachos is not. We're not talking about a situation where, in effect, stam, that a person somehow can do both or do either. But Mishnah Berurah is following what the Rambam says. There's an Issa to learn Torah. Called man shigufa mishukats now the covenant. And the Mishnah Berurah says the sifkat and vav, if you see right there, the kol shkei b'kriyashma u'shar brachas. He says the kal b'chomer regarding kriyashma and other brachas. If you look at sifkat and ches here, that Mishnah Berurah has another very important hara. I'm sorry, you were still talking about it, right? Mishnah Berurah and sifkat and ches has another important hara. Let's say in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, a person suddenly has the urge to use the bathroom. So the halacha is he's allowed to finish Shemoneh Esrei. We said this last 2 or 3 days, Mishnah Berurah has a comment and has a chiddush of Hischa Beheter. Once you began that section of Beheter, Mishnah Berurah passed it, you can continue. So, first, has the urge in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to use the washroom, use facilities, and obviously, right after Shemoneh Esrei, he's going to have to use the facilities, and he won't be able to say Kedusha. He'll lose out on Kedusha. I'm talking about Chazar Sashat. He won't be able to get Kedusha, but he has no Breira, because the halacha is that you're not allowed to say Dvarim Shebi Kedusha. If a person is not able to remind himself of Shir Parsa, then you have a problem. Well, let's say a person is found before Baruch Hu. They finish Surah the Zimra, and they're about to say Baruch Hu. So after Kaddish, by the way, the Kaddish I'm talking about in Mishabach, he has to right away use a facility. Again, and even though a person's thinking is, well, let me go ahead and get the next piece, and then I'll run to the washroom, I'll run to the facilities, and then I'll come back. But the thing is that you cannot say Kriyashma, you can't say Dvarim Shebi Kedusha. Let's say a Maariv, another example. A person often thinks that if I learn, let's say I have a Shir right before Maariv, and now if I use the washroom right after the Shir, I'll miss Baruch Hu. So I want to make sure that I won't miss Baruch Hu. So I save the Baruch Hu, and then I run to the facilities. Then I run to the washroom. So, and then you go back to Kriyashma, it's awesome. What you did was a Maisa Isa, was an Aveira. Because you didn't begin Beheter. There's no Heter. You are involved in Latam Torah. So that section, wherever that section ends, as we mentioned the other day, that section is over. So now you really should not be able to answer Baruch Hu. So of course, Chochem Eino Berosh or Yasa Kol Merosh, someone who has forethought and foresight will make sure to plan accordingly and do it in the proper kind of way. Again, I'm just trying to indicate that I'll give you a few more examples of things that came up in my head that I think we have to be cognizant of. Let's say a person is has to use a facility, and now he on his way to the facility, so he happens to chance upon a minion, let's say in the hall, or a minion somehow in the Berchat Patuach, and the Chazan is saying Kaddish and Kedusha, and the Tzibah is answering Omni Hesh Merabah, but he has to use a facility. Is he allowed to go ahead and respond to the Kaddish and Kedusha, or whatever they happen to be in, of the particular tzibur that he happens to encounter? So of course it's awesome. The halacha is he cannot, because that's called, as the Rambam says, kol zman shegufa meshugas ben hanekavim, it's awesome. He's also with the Reterah, also with Kriyashma, also with Dvarim Shebi Kedusha, also with Bracha, so he can't answer Baruch Hu. And again, this comes up in many other situations. Let's say another example. A person has to use the washroom, and suddenly there's lightning and thunder. Oh, an opportunity once again to say a bracha, shekocha grosim al yaylam, maisa bracious, and the halacha is he knows that if he uses the facility, by the time he comes back, no more thunder and no more lightning. And now he has a chance to go ahead and make a bracha on thunder and lightning. So the halacha is that it's very clear he's not allowed to say those brachas. So I want to just share with you a ha'ara that I thought is of value. In you probably don't have that second chelek of the Mishnah Berurah. In Siman Reish Chaf Zayin, this is the siman that talks about Birchas Hazikin, the Mishnah, the end of Masechet Brachos, all types of different phenomena, natural phenomena that we see, they were obligated to go ahead and make a bracha. So there's a famous mechaber there. Chaver Paskin, this based on Yerushalmi. Oye Yoshe Beves Akise, fellow sitting in the privy. He's using facilities. Vishoma Kol Ram Ora Bara. So he sees through the window, he sees lightning. Or he hears thunder. It happens. Im Yochol Lotse Sudavarach Tochi De Dibor, Yeise. If Sava Tochi De Dibor, he can finish.
He's got to wash the hands.
If Sava Tochi De Dibor, he's able to finish what he's involved in. I mean, 1 second. If he can finish that which he's doing, so he's supposed to leave and obviously say the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah here comments that, since you asked, I have to read the entire Mishnah Berurah now. Even if he has an urge to use the washroom, he's not yet holding by Baal Tishaktsu. He's not yet the third level. Even though he has not yet used the facilities, he can quickly get dressed, run out, and say the bracha. Shabur said there are those clearly who don't agree with this position based on what I said a moment ago. There's going to be another thunder. So he calls 2 days regarding this matter. I continue further. Lot says to the bar, so the Mechaber Paskin, that if he's able to make the bracha tov b'dei dibur, he should do so. Otherwise, he should not do so. He didn't touch any part of his body that would require the tzias yadayim. He has not yet used the washroom. He just entered the privy. But there's no need for the tzias yadayim. It's another question whether the privy itself is b'chayim and tzias yadayim, just entering that mokom, that area.
We're talking about a scenario that he went to use the basic kisei and he sat down and he didn't yet do what he needed to do.
He didn't do anything, and now suddenly he hears thunder or sees lightning.
Does that answer my question? That's why he doesn't need to wash his hands.
Exactly.
And even though the
problem is that the Chaber Paskin, the Siman Dalet, the Absim Dalet right in front of you, take a look at the Siman Dalet, even Hayotze at the end of Siman Dalet, he gives a long list of all the things that require the Tzias Yadayim, but one of them is someone who goes to the Beis HaKisei. Even though lo asat zvacha, the halacha is you have to go wash your hands. But still, the Mishnah Berurah says here, hocha kdei shalei asat ha-bracha, ain't tzarech lito yadu kodem, because in order you might miss the bracha, so therefore we don't require you to wash the Tzias Yadayim. Unless your hands are sullied. Maybe somehow you're able to quickly either wipe your hands on a mid demanki, the Gemara says, on some board, some stender, some wood, or somehow wash quickly. Everywhere, every dalamas, you have another sprinkler system or whatever it may be. The balavachi kvar azman. Ain't so shulamar. Because there, nishma. So what do you say? The Shemura says the Chiddush Derech Agav, I mentioned it. The sheer bracha shall ram in a brokim udafke bichlei dibur. You have to see the lightning and hear the thunder toch kidei dibur. Yimava yosef bichlei dibur, meishavah habarak hashem aram, shum leivarech al aram ubar. You alone can make a bracha if it's after toch kidei dibur. So therefore, we times a hechad asa tzracha, not the other. So now you went to the privy, you use the facility, you wash your hands, meshama kol ram or ra barak, and now you hear the thunder and you see the lightning. That you can delay a little bit, but you'll say the bracha on the Ram in Barak because that requires something in the world. And then the Mishnah Berurah just ends up by saying, whether the hands are solid or not, then the Mishnah Berurah says, share the bracha. Okay, the reason why I quote this halacha in Sivir Resh Chav Zayin. Because of what the Mechaber says, means the Mechaber indicates that the bracha on the lightning and thunder has to be tochid de dibur of this phenomena. So, again, as I said, the reason why you're able to jump out and go ahead and do that which you have to do, because you have not yet used the shemutim and the light. So the Mishnah Berurah actually quotes from the, as long as you didn't hit yet the Baal Tishaktsu, as I just mentioned, as long as you're not yet holding by Baal Tishaktsu, you can actually leave even before I see Asrochim, and you'll be able to make the bracha, Tochi de Dibor, and it's obviously the right thing to do. So, Lichura, this seems to be very not in sync with everything that we learned till now. Kol Adisach and Lekovo, we just saw Ramah, Asa Bidibre Torah, and the Mishnah Berurah said, Kol Shkein, clear Mishnah Berurah, be Kriyash Mashah Brachas. That's outright steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Stira mineube. Pili ploy. Here he comments on the Ramah, who says he can't learn Torah, and the Mishnah Berurah applies it. He says, Kabachome, Kolshke, Rikriash Mavashah Brachas. And there the Mishnah Berurah indicates otherwise, that you want to make sure you get in those Brachas. Obviously, you have an urge, you need to have the Kabo. So as long as you haven't yet done Asiyas Tzvachim, you can quickly jump outside, make those Brachas. And again, assuming that there's no issue with the Tzias Yadayim, outright contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah.
assuming you couldn't push your parsley.
I mean, he doesn't, again, he doesn't spell out. Okay, I hear what you're saying, but the Shabrua, the way he presents it, it seems that both cases are the same. The case that's found over here, the case that's found over there. I mean, here also, we're talking about, see, I looked actually in the Eliyahu Rabbah, because he's the one that Mishnah Berurah cites over here, that lo asa tzracha, you went to the washer, but you didn't yet begin, and now you hear the thunder, or you see the lightning, so you quickly jump. The other Rabbah himself, actually, I mean, his lashon over here is the following, I copied it down, actually. He basically is bothered by the kasha. Why is it, if nitzvach l'nekava, why is it efshel l'barech? He said, because you don't want to be mevatel that bracha. You will not be able to get that bracha again. It's arvez mano, bada karbano. You lose out on those brachas, and the barak, and the ram, the lightning, and the thunder. So, he compares it to the following. Have kinesoro lo taiva v'emta shomea tfila. It's a person has an urge to go to the washer in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So we saw it. What's the din? You complete that section. Go mevahete. So therefore, this somehow is comparable to our situation. You don't want to be mevatel the bracha, and it sort of began. The problem is it didn't begin. That's the problem over here. It's not comparable at all. How can you contrast these two items? There's no comparison. According to the old Rabbah, Chazal will make ill that to leave, despite the fact this is the cover, and so it's really an amazing psak of the Mishnah Berurah, and seems to be mamash, as I said, a steer of Mineu Bay. And I started looking around again. I saw in the Eidus in Israel of Rav Henkin, I saw actually others also bring this. They mentioned that this Eliyahu Rabbah is quoted by Rav Kivega as well, that a person cannot daven, but it could be, maybe there's a chilek between davening and brachas. Could be that even though daven, you cannot daven shenitzach l'nekavav, and the Rambam says kol nitzach l'nekavav asaf yilu with the return, the Mishnah Berurah says kolshkein l'kriyashma of brachas, perhaps there's a makom l'chalek somehow between tefillah and brachas. That tefillah el-chanambi is not possible, but to say brachas, that would be possible. The problem is that, as I said, the Pashim Shad is like the Mishnah Berurah, and the question is, what is the isha for this tira? So I looked around a lot, and I have to look further to be miyashe somehow this tira, which is to me very glaring and very overt. I'm not sure exactly what the isha for this tira is between the two different sections of the Mishnah Berurah. So if you happen to see something, I have to look actually in the other. I will try to look in the Piskei Tshuva and have a chance to look at it. I'm sure he has this tira, and let's see if he's miyashe this tira. I just want to mention also what the Rambam says here. That in Nitzach on the cover, the Rambam says that the Eliyahu Lamo al Parsis is also to give a Torah. So sometimes people ask me this question in the past. The person says, you're using a public washroom, you're at the Kessel of Nairobi, and there's a long line for the Shevutim. So now you're standing outside waiting for your turn, and you want to now talk in Talmud Torah. You meet someone, want to talk to him in some issue that you recently learned and he learned. And now the question is that, but if you're holding by the Madrega, as the Rambam says in Nitzach on the cover, you can't be able to see your parsa. Are you allowed to talk to him in Divrei Torah? Are you allowed to even think in Divrei Torah? There's an Issa Talmud Torah, so it's certainly also the Dabbe Malimu. Now the question is Hira permissible? Am I allowed to be Mahar in Divrei Torah if I'm Nitzach on the cover? If I am someone who has an urge to use the washroom? So there are those who claim that Hira B'Divrei Torah will be Mutar. I saw in the Sefer Biru Halacha, a guy named Adil Zilba, who's the son of Rabbi Yom Zilba. So he wrote a number of Svarim in Halacha, a very beautiful Svarim. So he claims that here is Mutar, even though one is Nisach on the cover, but the Mahavi Divrei Torah is permissible. And that's the Pashas also. I have a Raya from the Biru Halacha, but this is in Sim Kuf Galud.
Would there be difference between saying
Psokim
and just talking ideas about Pei, talking about halachic concepts, but you're not saying Pesukim. Yeah. Does that make a difference?
I think that doesn't make a difference. That's also a problem in Torah. We pass it, the Machlokes and Mechaber, and they're going, whether the Hamharbi and Torah, some hold that you have to make a bracha, that on here alone you make a bracha. Is also Talmud Torah that also require a bracha. But Yesh Makom Lahavi Raya from Simen Kuf Dalet, you probably have it in the first chelik. There's an interesting halacha. This is a very famous issue. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos that we're all familiar with, and I imagine all of us come across this issue. Namely, the person actually. Someone who's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, of his silent Shmoneh Esrei, and the tzibur begins Chazar Shashas. And the question is, what do? When they get to Kedusha. It's Machol Drash and Tesis and three times in Shas. In Brachas in Sukkah and Masech and Megillah. So we pass on the Halacha like Rashi. The Machol Drash and Tesis is regarding the din of Shemekah, and it's found here in Zayin. Kuf Dalid, Siv Zayin, the Mechabit. Mechabit passed in the din of Posek, Lo the Kaish, Lo the Kedusha. And the Yishtok v'yachavi the Mashal Moshiach Tzibur v'yehei ka'oneh. So the Mishnah Berurah right away points out that what you do is you're quiet, you remain silent. When they get to Chazar Shashas, they get the Kedusha, so you have Kavana for the Kedusha that the Moshiach Tzibur is saying, and the Yossi for the Kedusha, v'yehei ka'oneh. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. And it's not called a Hefsek. He writes in Sivkot Chavches, le'ini she'yotze v'dei t'chiv Kedusha, that the Yotze, the Chiv of Kedusha, we come to the Shiva Hefzek. This is an argument in Rashi faces. The Chakira is a famous Chakira. When we say Shomei Kain is Kain Mamish, Shomei Kain, we apply, we activate all the time. And Friday night, when we make Kiddush, we Motzi, our family, Kriya Samigillah, some reads the Megillah for us, we Yotze to Shomei Kain. So all this works with Shomei Kain. But now the question is whether Shomei is Kain Mamish, and there will now be a Hefzek, because you're in the middle of your silence when I say, and now you had a Dibur of Kedusha, which is obviously not connected to the brachas you're saying. Or do we say, no, Shemek Om is only a strategy in order to be Yotze. But it's not considered to be the Dagger of Dibur. Because at the end of the day, you verbalize, you didn't say anything. You just were Shomea, and then we Yotze was Din Shemek Om. So we pass on the Allah, not like Texas, we pass like Rashi. And that's what the Mechaber quotes here, that when the Shriat Tzibur comes to Chazar Sashar Sik Kedusha, you simply are quiet, and you don't say to Shemek Ode. They come to Mishnah Berurah, and the Bi'a Alokha, and he, take a look where it says, V'hei Ka'ode. You see what I'm reading? Ayim Mishnah Berurah, Ayim Be'seis of Dakri Meshe, Detzim Din Zeh, Emutal Dishtok, L'shmua Tali Be'pulta. The Eshom, the Kame Shemek Ode, Ka'ode Mamish, also Mitam Efse. Yeah, but we can't, Nechri Alokha, Mitam Amino. So now, Mishnah Berurah raises the following question, which is relevant to us. The Eish Lain, the Minogeno, the Suyolan, the Abogat, the Shomeko, and the Enokidibu Mamish. We assume it's just a strategy, not to be Yotze, but it's not as if you verbalized the Akadusha, which would be Hefsik in your Shalom Shman Esrei. Im Hoya Echad Tzorach Lenikava, Beshoah Shechaveh Hotzir B'tfilasu Im Yotze. What if the situation is the following situation? That someone actually is Nitzvach Lenikava, he has to use the facility, he has to use the washroom, and we're talking about someone who's not able to daven. Let's say he's a chayla. That's what Shavuot seems to be talking about. So someone else is being motzi. You're not able to daven. Let's say you are sickly or something happened that you're not able to, for whatever reason, to daven. So now, Shavuot is wondering if the old Shemek Ohm is not Kedibu Mamish, and if someone would have to use a facility, he's Nitzach on a Kabbok, and his chaver is being motzi in Mitzvilah. Correct? Person is not able to speak. So now, they're talking about where the Cholev, the Shavua says that where the individual is Tzarech L'Nekavah. So now the question is, what's the din? Can you be Yotze or can you not be Yotze? So Mishnah Berurah himself is asking the question, and he writes over there, V'yatalin Valkeri Asav Shechavir Motzei V'tilaso Efshin Valkeri Chom Mitzvei. It could be a Valkeri is different than someone who's Nitzach on the cover. Maybe Nitzach on the cover is not as chomor as someone who's a Valkyri. Anyway, the question the Mishnah Berurah is raising is a very fundamental question. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah wants to know whether somebody, in the case of Valkyri, that's a sugi brach, is not chomor of a base. Whether Chavir Motzio, the philosopher Valkyri is more chomor, needs something to be aloha that certainly Nitzach on the cover is not as chomor as a Valkyri. And the subject is whether Shomer Ka'omer is osir. And so if you assume it's ka'oneh mamish, but if you assume that shemek ka'oneh is in effect only a strategy employed to be yotzei, as in the case of someone davening psalms for Essen, shiatziv gets the kedusha, so you simply are quiet and you are yotzei, so maybe the halacha of hiror according to Mishnah Berurah would also be mutter of nitzach l'dekavah. One big araya from there that nitzach l'dekavah, a person maharer, so similar to there I say a person's a yotzei with the Shemoneh Esrei, and it's not considered to be a hefsek in my Shemoneh Esrei. Not a hefsek in my Shemoneh Esrei. So here also, perhaps even though one is this or the cover of, here would be permissible. And so this is the subject of a lot of discussion among the Achrayim, and perhaps I will bring that there, discuss it the next time.
Can you answer a main?